Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 22nd of March 2024. Essence. Sweet children, make effort to remain introverted for whatever time you have. Do not become extroverted. Only then can your sins be cut away. Question. What effort must you make to have the stage of ascent which the Father teaches every child? Answer. 1. If you children want to go into the stage of ascent, connect your intellects in yoga to the One Father. There is no need to go into such aspects as so-and-so is like that. This one does that and this. This one has defects. Turn your faces away from anyone's defects. 2. Never sulk with this study. Continue to imbibe good points from the Murlis, because only then can you go into the stage of ascent. Om Shanti. This class now is of knowledge, whereas the morning class is of yoga. Which yoga? You have to explain this very clearly, because many human beings are trapped in the Hatha Yoga taught by human beings. This is Raja Yoga that the Supreme Soul teaches, because there are no kings here who can teach Raja Yoga. This Lakshmi and Narayan are a god and goddess. It is only when they study Raja Yoga that they can become a god and goddess in the future. This knowledge is explained at this most auspicious confluence age. This is called the most auspicious age. It is between the old world and the new world, old human beings and new deities. At this time, all human beings are old. There are new souls in the new world. They are deities. They are not called human beings. Although they are human beings, they have divine virtues, which is why they are called deities. They also remain pure. The Father explains to you, children, lust is the greatest enemy. It is the foremost evil spirit of Ravan. When someone becomes very angry, people say, "Why are you barking?" These two vices are your biggest enemies. The word barking is not used for greed or attachment. Some people have so much anger due to the arrogance of science. This too causes a great deal of damage. The evil spirit of lust causes sorrow from its beginning through the middle to the end. They use the sword of lust on each other. You have to understand all of these aspects and then explain them to others. No one except you children can show anyone the true path to claim the inheritance from the Father. Only you children can show them this path, how they can claim their inheritance from the unlimited Father. If you are not able to explain to others, it means that you are not paying attention to this study and that your intellect's yoga is wandering elsewhere. This is a battlefield. No one should think that this is easy. Even though you don't want them to come, many storms and wasteful thoughts will enter your mind. Do not become confused by them. It is only through your power of yoga that Maya will run away. This takes a great deal of effort. You become very tired in your business and work because you remain body conscious. It is because of body consciousness that you have to talk so much. The Father says, become soul conscious. By becoming soul conscious, you will only explain to others the things that the Father explains to you. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. The Father gives you teachings. Children, do not become extroverted. Become introverted. Although you do sometimes have to become extroverted, try to become introverted for whatever time you have. Only then will your sins be cut away. Otherwise, neither will your sins be cut away, nor will you attain a high status. There is a burden of sins of many births on your heads. Brahmins have performed the most sin, and they are also number-wise in this. Those who become very high also become very low. Those who become princes then have to become beggars. You have to understand this drama very well. Those who come at the beginning will also come at the end. Those who become pure first also become impure first. The Father says, I enter this one's body in the last of his many births. That too is when he is in his stage of retirement. At this time, young and old, all are in their stage of retirement. There is the praise of the Father, the one who grants salvation to all. That happens at the most auspicious confluence age. You should remember the auspicious confluence age. People remember the Iron Age, whereas only you remember the auspicious confluence age. However, you too are number wise. Many of you only remember your mundane business. Once your face has turned away from the external, you can imbibe this knowledge. There is a saying, your next birth is according to whatever you remember in your final moments. The good sayings and songs that apply to our knowledge are worth keeping. For instance, there is a song, now you have to leave this dirty world. And another is, show the path to those who are blind. You should keep such songs. Human beings have composed these, but they don't have any awareness of the confluence age. At this time, all are blind and have no eye of knowledge. It is only when the Supreme Soul comes that he can show everyone the path. He does not show this to only one person. This is his Shiv Shakti army. What does this Shakti army do? They establish the new world on the basis of Srimat. You are also studying Raj Yoga, which no one except God can teach. God is incorporeal. He does not have a body of his own. All the rest are bodily beings. The highest on high is only the one Father. He is teaching you. Only you know this. You are all also number-wise. Therefore, you should issue a warning. Print in a big newspaper that the yoga that human beings teach is Hatha Yoga, whereas only the One Father, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, can teach Raja Yoga, through which you receive liberation and liberation in life. You cannot receive either through Hatha Yoga. That is Hatha Yoga, which has existed since the beginning. It is old. This Raja Yoga can only be taught by the Father at the confluence age. Baba has explained that when you give a lecture, you should first select a topic, but you don't do that. There are very few who follow this Srimat. First write out your lecture and prepare it so that you are able to remember everything. You have to give your lecture orally, not read it from a piece of paper. Those who churn the ocean of knowledge and speak while considering themselves to be souls will have the power to give a lecture. There will be power by staying in the consciousness of speaking to your brothers. This is a very high destination. To take responsibility is not like going to your auntie's home. The more powerful you become, the more powerfully Maya will attack you. Angad and Mahavir were also very powerful. That was why they challenged Ravan to try and shake them. That was not a physical aspect. There are many tall stories in the scriptures. Your ears, that were once accustomed to hearing the golden version spoken by God, the Supreme Father, have now become like stone by listening to those tall stories. On the path of devotion, you lost all your money and wore out your foreheads as you continued to descend the ladder. There is the story of 84 births. By following the path of devotion, you continued to come down. The Father is now teaching you how to climb up again. It is now your stage of ascent. If you do not engage your intellects in yoga with the Father, you will definitely fall. When you remember the Father, you climb up. It takes a great deal of effort, but some children become careless. While at your business, you forget the Father and this knowledge. Maya brings many storms. So-and-so is like this. He does that. This teacher is like this. This one has this defect. Oh, but what concern is that of yours? No one has yet become full of all virtues and complete. Do not look at the defects of others, but just imbibe their virtues. Turn your face away from anyone's defects. You receive Murlis, and so you should listen to them and imbibe them. Use your intellects to understand whether the things Baba tells you are correct. Just put aside any aspect that doesn't appeal to you. You must never sulk with this study. If you sulk with the teacher or the study, it means you are sulking with the Father. There are many children who don't go to a center. No matter what someone is like, your concern is with the Murli. Whoever reads the Murli, listen to it and imbibe the points from it that are good. If you don't find pleasure in talking to anyone, then remain quiet. Listen to the Murli and go home. Do not sulk or say, I will not come here. Everyone is number wise. It is also good that you sit in remembrance early in the morning. Baba comes to give a searchlight. Baba relates his experience. When he sits, he first remembers his special children. Whether they are abroad or in Calcutta, he remembers the special ones and gives them a searchlight. Although you children are sitting here, Baba remembers those who do service. When the good children who had been doing service have left their bodies, Baba remembers those souls that they departed having done a lot of service. They would surely have taken birth in a home close by. Therefore, Baba also remembers them and gives them a searchlight. In fact, all are Baba's children, but everyone knows which ones do good service. Baba has said, "Give a searchlight here." Then he gives it. There are two engines. This one attains a high status and so surely has some power. Baba says, "Always consider it to be Shiv Baba who is teaching you, for you have to remember him. But you do understand that there are two lights. There cannot be two lights in anyone else. This is why you come in front of the two lights and become very refreshed. The early hours of the morning are very good. After taking a bath, you can go onto the roof and sit in solitude. This is why Baba has had big roofs made. Priests also walk in total silence. They must surely be remembering Christ. They don't know God. If they remembered God, a Shivalingam would enter their intellects. They stay in their own intoxication. You should pick up that virtue from them. It is said of Dattatreya that he picked up virtues from everyone. Each of you children is also Dattatreya, but number-wise. Here you can have very good solitude and you can earn as much as you want. Outside, you remember your mundane business. The time of 4 a.m. is very good. There is no need to go out. You sit in your home and also keep guard. In the yagya, you have to do guard duty. You have to take care of everything in this sacrificial fire, because every single thing of this yagya is very valuable. Therefore, safety first. No one will come here. They understand that there is no jewelry, etc. here. This is not even a temple. Nowadays, theft takes place everywhere. Antiques are stolen and taken abroad. The world has become very dirty. Lust is the greatest enemy. It makes you forget everything. Early in the morning, you have a class to become ever healthy, and then you have a class to become ever wealthy. You have to remember the Father and also churn the ocean of knowledge. By remembering the Father, you will also remember your inheritance. This is a very good and easy method. Just as the Father is the seed, and he knows the beginning, the middle, and the end of the tree, so this is also your business. By remembering the seed, you become pure. By remembering the cycle, you will become the rulers of the globe, that is, you will receive wealth. people have mixed up the periods of King Vikramajit, conqueror of sin, and King Vikram, one who commits sin. The calendar of Vikram started when Ravan came. The period then changed. The first calendar dates from the year 1 to 2500, and then the later one dates from the year 2500 to the year 5000. Hindus do not know their own religion. This is the only religion where they have forgotten their original religion and have become irreligious. They have even forgotten the one who established that religion. You can explain when the Arya Samaj began. Aryans, reformed ones, were in the Golden Age. The uncivilized ones exist now. The Father has now come to reform you. The whole world is in your intellects. Those who are good effort makers will understand this very well and will inspire others to make effort. The Father is the Lord of the poor. You also have to give this message to those who live in the villages. 6 posters are enough. The picture of the cycle of 84 births is very good. You should explain this picture very clearly. However, Maya is so powerful that she makes you forget everything. Here, both lights are together. One is the Father's and the other is this one's. Although both are very powerful, this one says, you must cling to the most powerful light. All the children come running here. They understand that there is a double light here. The Father speaks to you personally. There is a song that says, let me only speak to you. Let me only listen to you. This does not mean that you can sit here forever. 8 days are enough. If everyone were to sit here, there would be so many. Everything continues according to the drama. However, you should have that deep happiness inside. Those who make others similar to themselves are the ones who will experience that happiness. It is only when you create subjects that you can become a king. You need a passport. If you were to ask Baba, Baba could tell you instantly. Look at yourself and see whether you have any defects in you. You have to tolerate everything, praise and defamation. Remain happy with whatever you receive from the yajna. Have a lot of love for the food from the yajna. Sannyasis even rinse their plate and drink that water after eating because they know the importance of food. Such a time will come when you will not be able to get grain. Only when you are able to tolerate everything will you be able to pass. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana. 1. If you see defects in anyone, turn your face away. Do not sulk with this study. Become like Dattatreya and pick up virtues from everyone. 2. Remove your intellect from external things and practice remaining introverted. While at your business or work, remain soul conscious and don't talk too much. Blessing. May you have a right to become part of the royal family by being bound in godly service and coming into a close relationship. The bond of godly service brings you into a close relationship. To the extent that you serve, accordingly, the fruit of that service brings you into close relationships. Those who are servers here will claim a right to be part of the royal family there. To the extent that you do in hard work here, accordingly, you will be comfortably seated on a throne there, whereas those who sit comfortably here will have to work there. The Father has an account of each and every second of each and every act. Slogan: spread the vibration of world transformation through self-transformation at a fast speed. Om Shanti.